It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners and stand ready to help you meet all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special in-studio guest, but first want to remind you that we have partnered with some terrific companies who can help solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home. Just go to our website, www.santafe-realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and go right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place you call home. Now, in the second half of the show, I'm going to be sharing some exciting news with you about a free service from our firm that we are offering exclusively to everyone in Santa Fe. So make sure you stay tuned. And you may want to also grab a pen and some paper to jot down a phone number I'll be giving to you. As always, we have a lot on the show today, and I just want to remind you that you can also go to our firm's full-page ad in the real estate classified section of today's Santa Fe New Mexican, which features a lot of information about our firm as well as this new service I just talked about and will describe more fully in the second half of the show. So anyway, I want you to stay tuned to the program, sit back, and enjoy all things real estate here on Talk 1260. KTRC. You can also email me, Ray Post, your questions and comments by sending your message to rpost@sfrp. As you know, we like to begin each show with our State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Okay, Andrew, what thoughts are you going to be bringing to us today?
Well, I'm always looking for the latest and the greatest, something different, something that will help our listeners, and I think I found it. United States Department of Agriculture has a little-known and actually little-used loan program for rural property that might help people in Santa Fe. Now, you say, well, we're not rural, but if you take a look around, we're not talking about our country cousins. We're talking about places that are very close to Santa Fe. There are parts of El Dorado on the southern edge, Lady Galisteo, Nambe, Pewaukee in the north, Pecos and Glorieta that are considered rural and eligible for this program. So what does it do that's better than, you know, why is it something better than others? Number one, there's no money down. So you can finance 100% of the purchase. Secondly, there's no mortgage insurance. There's a 2% funding fee, which they will finance, so that in fact the loan could be 102% of the purchase price. But there is no ongoing mortgage insurance. So what does that mean? It means that it's more aggressive in terms of the rate and price than even FHA. And we've all heard about FHA loans recently. They don't use automated underwriting. They'll take a FICO score as low as 600. Today, FHA and VA have raised their limit to 640. There is an income limit. A family of four can't earn more than $74,500. Now, it's not free money. It's based upon the government rates. And the government rates today for this loan are in the mid-5s. But it certainly is something that people who are looking around for homes and say, well, I don't have any money to put down, it's something that they could consider and a way to get into a home.
And, Andrew, I think these are they're technically called the Section 502 loans. Is that correct? I think that's what they are for USDA.
Yeah, that's probably is the section that they're under.
And I think that they, correct me if I'm wrong, but, again, the funds can be used to build, repair, renovate, or relocate a home for those
Absolutely.
Folks. Okay, so it
Absolutely.
Really covers everything, right?
They will handle a certain amount of renovation and repair, roof repair, things that are considered part of health and safety.
Right.
You can't put on a new room, but you could put a new roof on it. You could renovate the electrical or the heating system.
Well,
so they're good loans. They're very flexible. They're meant to help people people in rural areas.
And folks that, again, have a certain income level. Well, I want to remind our listeners that if they want to check out this particular United States Department of Agriculture loan program, to go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon. That'll take you right to Andrew Hoffman's site on our webpage, and click on that, and he can give you more information. As always, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. I want to shift gears and welcome, for his return visit to our program, Stephen Eatry, who is co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. I think folks out there are very familiar with this institution. You've been around for 26 years. You offer quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, accessories, and a bunch of services, which we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Rick.
Well, it's good to have you back. And again, I want to remind our listeners that if they want to join in on our conversation today, people seem to like sending us email questions, so send that email to rpost@sfr.com, sfrp.com, and we'll share those questions with Stephen throughout the program. I think, again, I summarized quickly what your company, Stephen's, a consignment gallery, has been offering for 26 years. One thing I want to do before we actually get into the meat and potatoes of our conversation today, Stephen, I want to publicly thank you for, in the last week, helping one of my own clients. Long story short, this is a woman who sold her property, bought a property, and literally had 2 weeks to make the move. She sent up a flare, an SOS. She's very familiar with Stephen, and Stephen's a consignment gallery. You've done business with her before. What did you do to help her out?
Well, Ray, we got an email, and she laid out that she was under the gun. Items had to be removed very, very quickly, pronto. And using some email pictures, we were able to evaluate the items, give her some suggestions on what was appropriate for us to handle. And for this situation, because the time frame had been cut very short as far as having to move the items out of the house immediately, we just called in another crew of guys to help us move her out.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get it out of the house, and she was able to move into her new place without all of this extra.
Yeah, she didn't have enough room in the new place.
Right.
The new place was about a third of the smaller than the one she was living in. The good news is that Stephen now has some, I think they're pretty fine quality products, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's why we like to use email pictures, so that we can evaluate items and we can give some suggestions as to what is and what is not appropriate for us to handle. And the in this particular situation, I believe that we were able to accommodate everything that she had. It was all very good merchandise.
When we were here during the summer, Stephen, you actually talked about a number of things, and one particular service that your firm offers, which we're going to focus on really heavy today, is your on-site estate sale service, which is something that you do quite successfully. As a matter of fact, I understand for the last 6 weeks you've had 3 major estate sales, including one yesterday.
That's right.
So today, why don't we talk about what an estate sale is all about? I mean, people know what the words are, but they may not understand how they work, and why today, particularly for people in the real estate community, this may be a fine strategy.
Right. Well, as you know, we do offer a number of different options of helping people to lighten the load or to turn inventory or items that are in their house that they no longer want, that are of quality, into funds. Using an on-site estate sale has become much more popular, particularly here in Santa Fe. I think that most people believe, or when they hear the term estate sale, they think of, oh, it's a situation where there was a death in the family and that everything is going to be liquidated and their estate is going to be distributed.
Which is the case, but not in every case.
That's correct. Sometimes that is the case. We work closely with bankers, the trust departments and banks. We work with numerous realtors here in town who we've worked with, as well as attorneys who do trust work. We get calls, and we are asked to assess the possibility of conducting an on-site estate sale. Estate sales can be conducted in a couple different ways. On-site, meaning we go into the home, and we literally price everything that is available in the home, right down to the cleaning supplies that are under the sink.
Wow.
I mean, literally. And the reason why this is a good choice for someone who is needing to liquidate everything that's in the home, whether this is a situation where it's a second home that's sold, this is a redundancy of furniture and supplies, that everything needs to go. Our retail consignment is unable to accommodate everything that people accumulate in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times we find ourselves in situations where there are homes where people have lived in. Literally, they've been there for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to their retirement home in another state.
Right.
And they're actually going down to from 4,000 square feet down to 1,000 square
feet. Yeah, this phenomenon, just to interrupt you for a second, and as a broker, I can tell you that there is a, for all sorts of reasons, an enormous amount of downsizing going on. So this kind of strategy makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, so there are times where people have items in their houses that they just cannot, they can't bring themselves to let go of, and those are the items that they should take with them.
Sure.
But it still leaves behind a variety of items in quality that really lends itself to being sold on site. And it may not lend itself to be removed and put into a retail consignment
facility. I see. So the setting in which it's sitting probably makes perhaps the product even more distinguished.
Well, it can, and we certainly try to enhance it. When we go into the home,
sure,
as part of our services, we re-merchandise everything that's in the home, and we set it up to be a successful sale. We don't necessarily set it up to be a showroom model home.
Gotcha.
We need to be able to manage the amount of people that are in the house, the traffic flow,
mm-hmm,
security, securing items that might be pilfered.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think of these things,
mm-hmm,
when we go into a home.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, it's our experience that people are accessing when they hire us to do on-site sales. We've been doing this since 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And
you sort of have this down, don't you? Yeah.
We do. I mean, it's never a formula, though, Ray.
Yeah.
It's never a formula.
Oh, I'm sure.
As you know, every home you go into has its own peculiar characteristics.
Of course.
And you apply that to somebody's accumulation of a lifetime,
mm-hmm,
and you really get into some peculiar situations.
You're dealing with emotions there that no one can ever measure in advance. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. I'll be back with my special guest, Stephen Etree, in just a moment. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I have Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery, as my special in-studio guest. Before I go back to my conversation with Stephen, you know, I always tell my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And, you know, you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation, well, it happens to be Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a special Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professional to assist with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department. That's santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. And they are also sponsors of our radio show. So I want to come back to my special in-studio guest, Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. We framed a little bit what estate sales are all about, and that's our topic for the day. And while we were on break, I received an email from Sam. Stephen, are estate sales essentially auctions? And if not, what's the difference? Stephen?
Well, Sam, it's a great question. I think we all have images of the old-fashioned farm auction or the country auctions that we see in print and in movies. But that seems to be a regional preference to other areas, not necessarily here in Santa Fe proper. Estate sales generally are what one would say would be a retail tag sale, where each individual item or groups of items are priced in the home, and folks come through and they purchase. That's not to say that there isn't some dickering back and forth as far as negotiating prices at some point in the process, but it is not a live auction. Live auctions, obviously, is a different type of competitive type of purchasing.
Right, and you said actually, and I know this from my own experience, I went to graduate school and worked in Vermont for many years. You actually started your business in going to auctions in New England.
Well, I started actually out with my my interest and as a single college entrepreneur go buying and selling through auctions up in Maine. I mean, in in areas, while Maine may be rural, but it's very close to other major metropolitan areas, that's really where auctions work best, when you have a good pool of people. Because as you know, an auction, it takes two people to make an auction and to bid the prices up.
Sure.
And so the more people you have bidding, obviously, the better for the seller.
I went to the annual Santa Fe Farmers Market Fall Fiesta last night, and they had both a silent auction, and I understand that you contributed some product to that to that event. But they also had a live auction, and a gentleman, I think it was the auctioneer, I think it was the general manager of one of the hotels downtown with a British accent.
Yeah.
He was absolutely fabulous, and we were all sort of playing shills. We were... Some of us were raising our card and raising the price of an item, and then that would be the last time that we would bid, but someone else would so they made a lot of money last night. But those kinds of events are typical here from an event standpoint.
That's right. They're used more as event, as a type of event, particularly in fundraising for nonprofits here, more so than for what most of us understand auctions as being a form of liquidation to sell a bunch of merchandise.
And we're going to talk a little bit about, I'll use the words case studies, some of the three estate sales that you've just been... just came off of in the last few weeks. But I'm just a general question, and it probably one size doesn't fit all. But how long does it take for you to prepare for an estate sale? I guess it depends on the property, doesn't it?
It really does, but... I can say that we're very efficient. I mean, we've been, like I said, we've been doing this, I told you on the break, we've been doing it since 1987 here in Santa Fe and surrounding areas. And we really have, while there's nothing fits all, no one plan fits all, each estate sale is peculiar to itself. It's important for us to go in and assess what's there. What's the best way to present the merchandise, the items that are is in the house to the public, and move forward that way? And generally, we're able to turn around even the largest estate sales. Probably one of the largest sales we did was a house for these two elderly women who had been collecting New Mexican artifacts for literally 50 years. The house was incredibly filled with unbelievable items, everything from, you know, very rare Jean Kloss lithographs and dry points to very early historic New Mexican santos, retablos, and furniture. And it took us working, probably about 7 days to prepare the house, tag everything, price everything, and merchandise it, bring it in showcases, and creating what happens when you have something, a collection of this type, everybody turns out.
Oh, I'm sure.
So when we opened the doors, there was close to 250 people lined up.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
So now think of moving that many people through.
That's a lot of sharp elbows, isn't it?
Well, you know, I start, the folks out there that know my sales, they can attest to it, that I generally start my sales with two things. One is, I ask everybody to smile and to turn around if they didn't want their face in one of my photographs. Because I love to take photographs of everybody as they're coming in. The other thing is everybody can attest to is that I just remind them that to treat each other with respect and kindness, and it's only stuff.
And as good wisdom from Stephen Etrie, you know what, Gino Thompson, who is actually smiling at me, I can see Gino, actually, he's smiling at me. It's time for our legal topic of the week, which is brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. And this week, Attorney Jim Rubin will explain the requirements and timing of contractor, subcontractor, and supplier liens, as well as how such liens can be canceled. Now, under New Mexico law, the actual name of a contractor's construction lien is a mechanics and material men's lien. This kind of lien may be filed in the county records by anyone who has not been paid for performing construction services or supplying materials to real estate property. If you discover that a claim of lien has been recorded against your property, Jim Rubin suggests that you show it to your attorney to confirm that it's valid, because there are very strict legal requirements under New Mexico law. For example, the claim of lien must be recorded by a general contractor within 120 days after work on a project that has been completed, and subcontractors and suppliers must file within 90 days. Now, your attorney can look at the work schedule and tell if that lien claimant actually filed on time. Now, by law, the lien claim must be signed and verified in certain ways. Contractors sometimes make mistakes on the written form, so it's important to consult your attorney. The effective date of a mechanics lien relates back to the date when construction actually started. This means that if construction started on January 1st and ended on September 30th, and the contractor was not paid for his last draw request, the lien that is filed has an effective date of January 1st, not September 30th. Also, the lien may be foreclosed, like any real estate lien could be, and your property may be sold by a court appointed special master, just as if you defaulted on your mortgage loan. All of this can have a major impact on title insurance costs. For instance, if you are about to close on a purchase or a refinance of your property, and if there has not been any work done on the property within 120 days of the closing date, the cost of removing the lien exception from the title insurance policy is only $30. However, if the work was done more recently, the cost is $3 per each $1,000 of the purchase price on that new loan amount. And on a $400,000 home, that cost could be $1,200. Sometimes contractors selling a custom or spec house do not want to pay that extra premium and may not offer a buyer lien coverage on the title insurance policy. That obviously can be a very costly surprise. In fact, some contractors have gone out of business without paying subcontractors and material men, and without lien protection, the result can be that your purchase could be a lot more expensive. So the bottom line is that it's up to you, your broker, and your attorney to be certain that the purchase agreement you enter into when you're buying a property requires the seller to pay that extra title insurance premium. Thank you, Attorney Jim Rubin, for another informative legal topic of the week. If you want more advice from Jim Rubin concerning the deletion of the lien exception on title insurance, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo. Do you know, did I sound stern? I felt like I was sort of being teacher-like with a ruler in my hand when I was doing that legal topic. Anyway, thank you, Jim Rubin, for that very good counsel. Why don't we take a break here? Gino Thompson on All Things Real Estate. My special guest today is Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephens, a consignment gallery. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home or updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into living space, or building a guest house? Choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. My special in-studio guest, Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery. We're talking about estate sales. And, Stephen, you want to go back to clarify something regarding the mechanics of an estate sale.
Yeah, Ray. The question was asked by you, you know, how quickly can you turn around an estate sale? How quickly can it be conducted? And we're very efficient with our years of experience, but it does take some time, generally a two-week window, in order to do the adequate advertising and marketing that's necessary to create a successful sale.
Sure.
You know, we use the internet, we use our website as well as email, direct mailing, email list of thousands of customers who have requested to be notified of estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
So with that has to be accomplished as well as the print advertising in the local classified papers.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, in order to put all the effort into staging an effective estate sale, you want to make sure people show up to it. So,
absolutely.
So advertising is key. We find that for everything in our business. You know, while we were on the break too, Steve and I received another email. Hi, Stephen. My mother just passed away, and she has a number of antiques in her home. Are there any costs to me in hiring your company to handle the estate sale? From Barbara. Sorry.
Okay, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
Barbara, that's a good question. The way we like to proceed when there's a request to assess an estate sale to see if it's an appropriate means by which one should use to liquidate items is we do an assessment. There is no charge for that as long as there is no travel time that's involved outside of the Santa Fe city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Santa Fe city limits and including the county, we're glad to go out and look at the items. What we do, like as we do with just consigned items, we do request that people send emails to us of pictures if they have the capacity to do so. And we're finding that nowadays more and more people can do it. The cameras have developed to the point where most anybody can take a picture with the camera, plug it in, and it kind of the menu talks you through.
Well, sure.
So,
that gives you sort of an advanced feel of the place
rather
than just walking in and you know.
Absolutely. And because if someone has five items to sell, that's really not appropriate for an on-site estate sale. That's a much more appropriate way of handling those items would be either a buyout, us purchasing directly from the client, or consignment, consigning the items on a retail basis. Estate sales are most appropriate when a majority of the household items, including furniture, accessories, decorative items, art, just regular household items like items you find in your garage, garden tools, grills, patio furniture, all these pieces are going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
It's most appropriate to conduct a sale in that scenario than it would be to go in a house that has five or six items for sale.
Right.
That's not considered an estate sale. That's considered a tag sale, and that's not what we conduct.
Mm-hmm.
The cost structure for us when we do estate sales is that our assessments are free. Once we have an agreement with our client, we have a two-third, one-third split generally, two-thirds to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
One-third is our commission. That commission of one-third is all-inclusive. We pay all advertising, all staffing, security, merchandising, and marketing.
And just so I understand this, so Barbara, let's say Barbara, who just had, sorry, Barbara, your mother just passed away, she decides to enlist Stevens, a consignment gallery, to do the estate sale. When you advertise and so people show up, is it just have you priced things and it's like going to a gallery where there's a price next to each item and there's if someone says I'd like this item and they may negotiate with you, is that how it works?
That's a very good general way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more that goes into that point that you open the doors and have hopefully hordes of people coming through.
Right.
The merchandising has to be done properly, securing items that may be pilfered, for example. It's a terrible thing to say, but it does happen.
Sure.
We look out for our customers' best interest, and we want to make sure that we've secured everything that we need
to. And do you put it under a case or something?
Yeah, we have cases. We have tabletop cases as well as floor cases.
So I can see where if someone has a number of very small items that could easily slip into a pocket, where it would take an enormous amount of time on your part to set up a home and move furniture around.
Absolutely.
And the staging, as we know in real estate, to sell a home, proper staging is absolutely essential.
Right.
Well, for you, a proper estate sale, you got to have staging.
That's right.
And,
well, the staging, your definition of staging and my definition of staging probably have different criteria.
Yes.
For me, it's more about making it accessible to the customers, securing it, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the estate sale option goes, it is the best option, I believe, for what a majority of realtors in Santa Fe will address when they're selling a home, particularly a second home,
mm-hmm.
That most of the items are going to remain in the house, and if the buyer and seller have not come to an agreement of purchase, selling, and purchasing to one another, the items in the home, the items have to be removed.
Yeah.
And the time frames can be quite eclipsed sometimes,
as
you know.
It's significant. I did receive another email. Stephen, are there any items that seem to sell better and faster under a consignment arrangement?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different than an estate sale, but everyone knows you're in the consignment business. So
right.
There's probably no one size fits all on that either.
It's not. It's an interesting question to consider. This is the way I would answer that. I would say that generally, when you do an on-site estate sale, items are priced at less than one would expect to sell them for in a retail facility.
I see.
And the reason for that is the retail facility, you can generally wait for the right buyer to come in, and it's that all-important matching the buyer and the seller, both
right.
wanting one selling something, the other wants what you're selling. And you can generally get a greater price out of the items in the gallery, generally
mm-hmm.
speaking, because you can wait for that match to arise. In an estate sale, again, generally, it's a very short period of time that you have in order to liquidate an entire house. We generally liquidate an entire house within the most 3 days, generally one.
Wow.
And the benefit we have over anybody else that's conducting estate sales in town is that we do have a retail consignment facility. So those items that don't sell at an appropriate price at the estate sale are removed with an agreement between the seller and Stevens to be sold on consignment in the gallery.
I see. So they get you at both ends.
Well, yeah.
And that is a distinct advantage.
It is an advantage because something has not found an appropriate buyer doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile selling.
Exactly, and it may just take a little bit longer for that person to walk
absolutely.
In. Your. By the way, I want to you just set me up. I'm going to tee this and hit it out of the. Actually, if I was teeing it up, I'd be hitting it down the golf course. But I'm going to hit this out of the park. You are located, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, at 2701 Cerrillos Road.
That's correct.
And I've been to this facility. I can't imagine anybody in Santa Fe hasn't been there, but maybe there's one or two people.
You know, it's surprising how many times. I mean, we've been here for 20. This is our 26th year in Santa Fe, 27th year going on. And it's interesting that I have people come in who have lived here.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, I've never been in. I've seen the front of your building on Sirius Road, but I've never stopped.
Yeah.
I can't believe how big this place is.
Well, that's
it's
a deceiving
11,000.
And Gino Thompson, my producer, knows because he's actually done some business with you before.
Mm-hmm.
The place has everything. I mean, there, and you have a knowledge level of stuff. And I hate to characterize your stuff, but you have stuff there, and your knowledge of it is just amazing to me. You're an encyclopedia in a walking form. Is your inventory always at that level?
You know, it is. We kind of manage our inventory between sales. The way we have found it to naturally progress in our business is that between sales, from one sale where we sell down our inventory, we accumulate more going into the next
right.
sale. We have two sales a year, spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's always running between 4,500 items,
wow.
4,000 to 5,500 items
wow.
in the store at any one time.
Amazing. We're going to continue our conversation with Gino Thompson, my producer. We've reached that point in the show when it's time for another useful insurance tip, brought to you by our friends at Hub International. So most people think that their biggest risk of loss for their home is fire or theft, when actually it's water. You see, water damage is far more likely to occur than fire. This week I spoke to Robin Schritter, who is the regional vice president with Hub International, about ways to protect your home from water damage. Let's take a listen to what she had to say on this issue. You know, Robin, water damage in the home can be a real problem on so many levels. What are some of your suggestions for the listeners about avoiding this potential challenge?
Your home contains several areas where the potential for water damage is common. Some ways to protect the interior of your home are inspect visibly water supply, waste plumbing lines for signs of leakage or corrosion. Periodically replace hoses and water lines servicing your appliances and bathroom fixtures. Ice maker water lines and washing machine hoses are a common cause of loss. Before you leave for an extended period of time, turn off the water valve to your washing machine. Also, your water heater has a life expectancy of 7 to 10 years. Have it inspected and maintained annually.
Now, Robin, those are some great tips for the interior of a home. Is there anything we should be looking for the exterior?
Yes. Visually inspect your roof for missing, broken, or worn shingles, tiles, or slate. Be sure the gutters, downspouts, storm, and patio drains are clear of debris and working properly. Also, inspect and repair all windows and doors for proper caulking and weather stripping. Look for any paint that is chipping, peeling, or cracking.
Great advice, Robin. And if you want more insurance tips, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo. Okay, good advice as always from Hub International. You know what, Gino Thompson, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Salamis National Bank. But this week, I'm going to share with you some exciting news about a free service which Santa Fe Realty Partners is offering exclusively to everyone at Santa Fe. Now, why don't you go grab a pen and a piece of paper so you can jot down a phone number I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. At any time, day or night, you can now call one phone number and get information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe Area Multiple List System. Just dial 505-204-7427, enter the address of any home on the market, and a very pleasant woman's voice will tell you everything about the property you're interested in. And to make it even easier, soon you will see for sale signs all around the city and the county that will feature a code number. When you see these signs and are interested in that property that they stand in front of, all you need to do is enter the short code number instead of the address, and when you call that special phone number, and you'll be able to listen to information on the property. Again, that phone number to dial when you wish to secure information on any property in Santa Fe that is on the market is 505-204-7427. And if you want additional information or wish to speak to a broker about the property, you can be connected, but it's your choice. You can also get up-to-date financing information and also use a very simple payment calculator to figure out how much that home you're interested in will cost you. So imagine this. You're driving around Santa Fe. You see a house, condo, or a lot of land for sale that piques your interest. Right then and there, you can call the special phone number, enter the address of the property or the code number on the for sale sign, and listen to all the features of that property that you're interested in. You can also immediately alert a real estate broker of your interest and secure more information or arrange to see the property. I mean, how easy can this be? So again, from any phone, you can now check out properties whenever you wish. Remember to dial 505-204-7427 and let your phone give you information on any property for sale in the Santa Fe Area Multiple List System. I hope you find that this free service to be of great help to you in your own home search efforts. And if you have additional questions, please contact me, Ray Post, by email at rpost@sfrp.com. Sorry, I always keep forgetting my email address. Back to my special in-studio guest, Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. We actually had a question, email question, from Roger in the last segment, Stephen, and you wanted to more thoroughly answer it. They were, what items seem to be selling better and faster in our consignment arrangement?
Well, this is the nature of the world in which we all live, that you need to have a willing buyer and seller interested in particular items. So there's nothing in particular that sells better categorically one over the other. What I was referring to in our prior segment was that you generally do better financially. You can wait for a higher price selling, for example, wall art in the gallery than in an estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing. What I am finding in today's market, Craig, right. mm-hmm. is that we have pockets of people who are interested in purchasing what we call discretionary items, being, you know, antique porcelains mm-hmm. or more expensive artwork as opposed to decorative art.
Mm-hmm.
What seems to be working for us and has for quite a while is good quality, previously owned furniture where folks feel that it fits their needs and the price and value is equal to what their expectations are.
Mm-hmm. And going back for a moment to the estate sales, mm-hmm. you at the beginning of the show, Stephen, you maybe broke down one of the myths that exist with estate sales. They certainly are a service that helps people that have a death in the family.
Sure.
But as you said, you often work with lawyers that are handling mm-hmm. estates and other professionals. So it's really, and as I said, it also becomes a broker, real estate broker strategy for their clients who maybe are downsizing. So talk a little bit about maybe one of the case studies, one of these three estate sales that you just recently handled.
Well, to be honest, I have no idea how many estate sales we've handled over the years, but just in the last 6 weeks, we've conducted three estate sales, one of which was particularly interesting because the items in this house were items that were... The family were true collectors, mm-hmm. and they started collecting back in the 1940s. And they collected what we in the industry call ethnographic items, being items from different parts, different cultures, different societies across the world, mm-hmm. whether it be African, Indonesian, Eskimo, Native American. I think people hear the term ethnographic show because we have one here in Santa Fe at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we conducted a sale during that week where mm-hmm. there were lots of dealers from around the world here in town.
Wow.
And the particular scenario on this estate sale was that the woman has been a widow for quite a while. She and her husband had collected for literally 40 to 50 years. And incredible items from around the world. I mean, they even had an egg that came out of the Captain Cook's expedition.
Wow.
Within their collection. And she was moving from a 4,000 square foot house into what she's calling her retirement bungalow, which is 1,200 square feet.
Wow, that's significant downsizing.
It is. And so she chose those very few, very special items. And
the egg didn't make the cut?
The egg didn't make the cut. It's not necessarily what she wants to take and put into her new bungalow, her new retirement bungalow.
And that's interesting. And I'm just curious. Now, something like that, I mean, that is so unique.
It is.
Did you have a lot of people that were interested in it?
You know, ultimately it didn't sell because it's the type of item that we will now handle for her with our capacity to find a buyer out in the worldwide market.
I see.
Post-estate sale.
I see.
It's such a specialized item, most people don't have the wherewithal for research mm-hmm. to find out what it's worth or what the market would be.
Now this is interesting because you've alluded to this twice now, is that rather than just going in, doing the estate sale, A to Z, you're done, thank you, bye,
right.
you guys are there in the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
You can, through your very large consignment gallery, and through the service you just offered where you can go out globally and find the buyer, these are kinds of things that distinguish you in this estate sale business.
It does. You know, what I tell my customers when they're considering conducting an estate sale, what I do to assess whether that's the proper means by which liquidating what's in the household would be appropriate
mm-hmm.
is, are we able to provide you with a service that would allow you to do nothing?
Mm.
And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to go in and ask our customers not to lift a finger. And most of the professionals I deal with are more than happy to have that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go in, we do everything. At the end of the sale, whatever is appropriate for consignment is removed. Whatever is not, we have an agreement with the customer in mm-hmm. advance. If they would like us to facilitate the donation of those items,
mm-hmm.
to one of the local charities, we do so.
Mm-hmm.
We generate the donation receipt for the IRS purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell my customers is, pretty much when we are done with our sale, you will just have to have someone do, because inevitably a dump run has to be conducted. And right. we can arrange for that as well, if that's a necessity.
Well, it's a cradle-to-grave kind
absolutely,
of a metaphor intended there. But
we do it. Our seals are all-inclusive such that the customer just needs to have somebody come in and clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Gina, what do we have, about 3 minutes left on the – four minutes, okay. I want to basically give you a few minutes to summarize some thoughts about estate sales, Stephen, but I also want to give you a chance to toot your own horn. You referenced it earlier in the show, but you're about ready to come up on your fall sale period, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
And you're excited about this, I can tell.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we are at that point again where we have accumulated over the summer and now coming into the fall some very outstanding pieces of furniture, decorative art, wall art, just unbelievable quality. I would say that right now we probably have the widest variety and the highest quality of merchandise, of inventory that we've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And that was a result of having had a successful spring sale and having been able to, and we've been very judicious in about what we do take and what we decide not to take.
Mm-hmm.
What we do try to do is let people know that the items we can handle, this is what we can do for you.
Right.
These other items, we would give them referrals to somebody else who might be able to help them.
Mm-hmm. And so the fall sale basically...
The fall sale is going to be October 17th, Saturday, from 6 to... from 9 in the morning till 6 at night.
Right.
And on Sunday from noon till 6. That's on the 18th.
And the 18th, and I should also give you advance, the listeners advance notice that Stephen's going to be my special, not in studio, but call-in guest on the 18th for a little interview. So we'll talk. You're going to be on the floor at Stephen's consignment gallery.
And we can talk.
We can talk about what's going on. And I want to encourage people, again, just to remind them that Stephen's a consignment gallery, been around as an institution here for 26-plus years in Santa Fe, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. You're open right now, and how late are you open until?
Well, you know, Ray, to provide services for our customer base, we are open 7 days a week from 10 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute left here. Stephen, what are your sort of 1, 2, 3 points about estate sales you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, what I'd like to leave with them is that it is a very powerful tool in dealing with items that are in a fully operable home. Consignment is an option if that's not prudent to do an estate sale. And that whenever you're dealing with anybody who's conducting an estate sale, again, like consignment, it comes down to trust and relationship. And you want to deal with somebody who has a reputation of being straightforward and upright.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Stephen's a consignment gallery. You bring that to the table. Again, this afternoon, are you going back to the gallery?
No, I take my weekends off. If I'm not conducting an estate sale on Saturday, I try to take Saturday, Sunday off.
And you usually, and you go up to Pagosa. Do you have a house up there?
No. We restored a vintage Airstream trailer, park it on the river, and use it Memorial Day through Labor Day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, really. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank Stephen Etree of Stephen's at Consignment Gallery for joining me on the show today. Please visit Stephen at his gallery today, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for doing all that you do to make the show a success. And thank you for tuning in today. And give me and my broker colleagues a call at 989-8900 if you need some real estate advice. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.